AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will speak later today about the much-criticized evacuations from Kabul's airport.
President Biden's facing a firestorm of criticism about the chaotic evacuation of Americans and allies from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said U.S. citizens are able to reach the airport but face an obstacle in the large crowds at the airport gates. The Taliban's been firing into the air to try to control the crowds. U.S. Navy fighter jets have been flying over the airport, a standard military practice, but also a reminder to the Taliban that the U.S. has firepower to respond to a combat crisis. I'm Rita Foley.
An Afghan official familiar with the talks with the Taliban say the group does not plan to make any decisions or announcements about the upcoming government until after the August 31st U.S. withdrawal date passes. The government is extending at least until September 21st a ban on non-essential travel along the borders with Canada and Mexico to slow the spread of the coronavirus. A jury found a chiropractor and Navy veteran, Chad Isaac, guilty in the gruesome killings of four people at a North Dakota property management firm 2 years ago. Mike Richards' time as host of Jeopardy didn't last long. About a week after he was announced as host, Richards says he's stepping down. Richards is the executive producer of the show. Some comments from a podcast surfaced this week from him that were demeaning to women. Richard Thompson is a pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
Giving it to the inside job guy in the first place, one of the executive producers, I think looked bad, and I think they could have expected that it would have looked bad in spite of the fact that he did a very good job.
Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek died last year. The World Health Organization issued a call for experts to join a new advisory group to address the agency's attempts to further investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. Russia has been preparing for events that led to Taliban control of Afghanistan. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Whilst Russia officially recognizes the Taliban as a terrorist organization, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized this week that the insurgent group have shown promising signs. We see encouraging signals from the Taliban, who are declaring their desire to form a government with the participation of other political forces. Immediately after the Taliban takeover, Russia said it wouldn't evacuate its embassy in Kabul, unlike many other countries. Last month, a Taliban delegation visited Moscow, where they guaranteed not to threaten the interests of Russia and its ex-Soviet allies in Central Asia, Taliban spokesperson Mohammad Sahel Shaheen.
We will not allow anyone, any individual, any entity to use the soil of Afghanistan against the neighboring country, the regional country, and the world country.
I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.